This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. I'll make it short and sweet. I had kidney stones last year, and the bill was $27,000 just for the hospital. They paid it all. I never saw a bill from the doctor. They paid it all. I never saw a bill from the anesthesiologist. They paid it all. I never saw a bill from the surgeon. They paid it all. Is that amazing? There's no way anybody listening right now has ever had an experience like that with health insurance. You get the bill. It scares you to death. They claim you owe it. You're lucky if your health insurance company pays anything. The deductible means you pay a large portion of whatever the bill is. I never even saw the bill for all those people. The only bill I saw was that horrible $27,000 surgery bill. And I never had to pay a dime of it. They took the bill. Is Liberty HealthShare good? And it's not because it's me. Because when I speak to them on the phone, they don't know who Wayne Root is. Nobody on the phone says, oh, you're that guy whose show we advertise on nationwide. No, they just go, yeah, you're member number 5588. We're working on the bill right now. We're negotiating with the hospital. We'll let you know. And then, like, 6 months later, they sent me an email and said, it's all been paid. You don't have to worry about it. Take care of. So, amazing. Liberty HealthShare, amazing. Just give them a call. Also, and by the way, separate for that, they saved me $18,000 a year versus health insurance and my premiums. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Give a call, tell them Wayne Root sent you, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org, L-O-R-G, and then put a slash and put Wayne Root, or just tell them Wayne Root sent you. Okay? That is the story. So Trump is doing some really, really good things, really good things. Trump wants Iran to behave like a normal nation, and the U.S. imposes sanctions on virtually the entire Iranian economy. As previewed by Trump 2 days earlier, today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed that the Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on Iran, specifically targeting the country's metals exports and 8 senior leaders. And the actions target the 13 largest steel and iron manufacturers in iron and the top copper and aluminum producers. The latest sanctions targeting steel, aluminum, copper, iron, as well as sectors of the economy such as construction, manufacturing, textiles, and mining, it now appears virtually the entire Iranian economy is off limits to any nation that has diplomatic ties with the United States. As a reminder, Iran's critical oil exports and shipping industries were already sanctioned in 2019, sending the economy into turmoil as part of the country's oil exports were taken offline, and only a handful of countries such as China and India still import Iranian crude oil. So this economic pressure from the United States is destabilizing their economy, destroying their economy, sending the currency tumbling, leading to sporadic anti-government protests across the nation. And the new measures will only crank it up higher. Pompeo said, we want Iran to behave like a normal nation. So I'm telling you, Trump is driving them into disaster. This is good stuff. Separately, Mnuchin also said the U.S. will issue waivers on sanctions against Iran to allow investigators from the U.S. and other countries to take part in the probe of the Ukrainian jetliner crash in Tehran, to see what happened exactly, although we all know what happened. The Iranians shot it down. But we are just destroying them, reiterating the target, that the target of the U.S. economic pressure remains Iran's oil industry. The State and Treasury Departments issued guidance that warns ship insurers, banks, charter companies, port owners, crews, and captains, they all face sanctions exposure if they can't account for the legitimacy of the cargoes they carry. And this is all because they want to close a significant loophole that allows Iran and other nations to avoid sanctions, ship-to-ship transfers of crude oil, refined petroleum, and other goods. And who's the biggest client of Iranian oil exports? China. China is. In any case, great job by President Trump. Trump also says what I wanted to say in a commentary. He kind of killed my commentary. I didn't even write it because he just said it in his speech last night in Toledo, Ohio, at his big rally. Trump slammed Democrats and said pathetic Democrats would have leaked the Soleimani strike plans to the fake news media. He said if he'd informed Congress ahead of the surgical strike, pathetic House leaders would have called the corrupt media. Now, there's no question about that. I was just going to write that column for today. That was what I had planned all week. And I'm not telling you they would have just gone to the media. I'm telling you they would have gone. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, evil, evil people, would have gone to their Muslim friends. And their Muslim friends would have called up their Muslim friends outside the United States, who would have called up Muslim leaders in Iran and would have told them and tipped them off that we were about to kill Soleimani. There's no question. There's no way. Ilhan Omar is a traitor. Rashida Tlaib is a traitor. Which brings me, hold on, I gotta find it here. It's somewhere here, I know it is. Because somebody just voted the anti-Semite of the year. And I can't seem to find it. I don't know where it went. Gosh, I don't know. I guess I'll find it later on the show. Somewhere in here I've got news about the anti-Semite of the year. I don't know where it might be. Here it is. Representative Ilhan Omar is named 2019 Anti-Semite of the Year. After two rounds of voting, Ilhan Omar was declared the 2019 Anti-Semite of the Year by the organization StopAntiSemitism.org, a nonprofit group that works to hold anti-Semites accountable. Anti-Semitism is plaguing our nation, and it's about time we create real consequences for those spreading it, said Leora Rez, a spokesman for StopAntiSemitism.org. By exposing bigots like Ilhan Omar, we are ensuring the public is alert and able to take action. In a video about Omar, StopAntiSemitism.org stated that the congresswoman has accused American Jews of having dual loyalties, ranted about the influence Jews allegedly buy with their money. They noted her 2012 tweet in which she said, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. She supports Omar, the anti-Jewish, anti-Israel boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS movement. She's been praised by David Duke, a notorious racist and anti-Semite. In a tweet about the congresswoman, Duke said, by defiance, Ilhan Omar is now the most important member of the United States Congress. 2019's Anti-Semite of the Year is a dangerously powerful congresswoman who promotes anti-Semitism in the U.S. Congratulations to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar on her unmatched anti-Semitism. Here's a great tweet from 2012. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza. Hashtag Palestine. Wow. And by the way, last year they ran a poll calling up people to nominate who they viewed as the top anti-Semites, and the top three picks were Congresswoman Omar, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, white supremacist Richard Spencer. And after a second round of voting, Omar was declared the winner. Boy, you don't want to win that one, do you? That's not like winning the lottery, is it? Ilhan Omar, anti-Semite of the year. And no sooner than we call her anti-Semite of the year or vote her in as anti-Semite of the year, Ilhan Omar opposes sanctions on Iran but wants to sanction Israel. This is so funny. It's so funny. She's under fire over her hypocrisy in criticizing President Trump for his unmeasured response in waging economic warfare, her words, against Iran by imposing new sanctions, while at the same time having no problem supporting sanctions against Israel. This makes no sense, she said, Ilhan Omar. Sanctions are economic warfare. They have already caused medical shortages and countless deaths. You cannot claim to want de-escalation and then announce new sanctions with no clear goal. This is not a measured response. Crippling sanctions will starve the innocent people of Iran. But critics were quick to point out that for Omar, Israel's citizens are apparently not as innocent as Iran's. The Minnesota Democrat clearly has no qualms about sanctioning the Jewish state, as testified by her vocal support of the BDS movement. Boycott, divestment, sanctions. So sanctions against Iran, a bunch of murderers and terrorists. people that murder anybody who's gay, drop them off buildings. Murder anyone who's a Jew. Murder anyone who's a Christian. Murder women, pour acid in their face. Or bury them up to their neck in dirt and then hit them in the head with bricks and stones. Sanctions against Iran are deemed economic warfare and not a measured response. But, you know, sanctions against Jews in Israel, that's fair game. Sanctions are only good when they're against Jews, right? Here's someone who tweeted her. Sanctions are only good when they're against Jews? Question mark. You support BDS? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth and really exposing your radical anti-Semitism. Here's another one. Ilhan Omar, whose side are you on? You sound like a traitor to America while supporting its enemy Iran. You oppose sanctions on enemy Iran but support BDS sanctions on ally Israel. It's time for you to be thrown off every House committee, especially foreign affairs. Right? It's just pathetic. And then here's one more. Yes, constitutionally, international boycotts and sanctions are tools of war and not free speech. Ilhan Omar should remember that the next time she advocates for BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, a U.S. ally. We don't fight wars against allies. We do fight wars against enemies. Someone else says she only knows what the BS stands for. Anti-Semite of the Year, Ilhan Omar. Well deserved. Well deserved. Bravo. You are the Jew hater of the year. That's what they should call it. Because the average Democrat voter doesn't even know what anti-Semite means. I call it the Jew hater of the year award to Ilhan Omar. Come on up, Ilhan. Come on, baby. Come on. Come up on the stage. All the Jew haters and Jew killers and terrorists are waiting for you. Come on up. Standing ovation. The people of Iran. Wait, Alan Root. War. We'll see you in a sec.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you have 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Money! Money!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and they've upped their game again, Real Water has. With Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you could use it in your coffee, your tea, your juice, or even your wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate, absolutely free. All you have to do is pay small shipping and handling fee, but the bottle is free, free, free. Anywhere in the country, call 702-381-1217. 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you. Get your free bottle. If you're in Vegas, call that number and let them know that you are local and you'll just stop by and grab a bottle from their plant and you don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. 702-381-1217 or go to teamgetreal.com. Tell them Moore sent you. So a couple things. First of all, a college professor says Iran should target 52 sites in America. After President Trump said he was targeting 52 sites in Iran, a college professor, let's see where he is. I want to find this out. Babson College. Wow. Babson College sent out a note. Adjunct Professor Ashin Famzi. In retaliation, Ayatollah Khomeini should tweet a list of 52 sites of beloved American cultural heritage that he would bomb. Fancy said in a Facebook post, Mall of America, the Kardashians' residence. And thank God, Babson College immediately fired the professor. Babson conducted a prompt and thorough investigation related to a post shared on a staff member's personal Facebook page that does not represent the values and culture of the college. Based on the results of the investigation, the staff member is no longer a Babson College employee. As we have previously stated, Babson College condemns any type of threatening words or actions condoning violence or hate. Fanzi apologized for the post. This is adjunct professor Ashin Fanzi, saying it was just a joke. My sloppy humor was read as a threat. I'm completely opposed to violence and would never advocate it by anyone. He's disappointed and saddened that Babson has decided to abruptly terminate my 15-year relationship with the college just because people willfully misinterpreted a joke I made to friends on Facebook. Yeah, okay, what a joke. It's a joke to say that we targeted 52 of theirs, they should target 52 of ours. All right, so let's go over what Trump is planning to do here. There's a new report out that I just love. Well, you know what? I'll save that. Let's grab a caller real quick. Let's say Don in Long Island. Don, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Yes, it's very perplexing to me that they can hold on to papers and demand more information and then want to change the rules as to fit their agenda when they wouldn't let the Republicans do the same thing on the other side.
Hold on. I'm confused. This is Wayne. You're talking to Wayne Root. What paper are you talking about? Yeah. I'm not sure what the topic is. Go ahead, shoot.
All right. The impeachment papers, okay? They're supposed to be sending that over to the other house.
Got it. I didn't know what you were referring to. Okay, got it. Now I understand. Yes.
I'm sorry. Jumped in the middle. They want to hold on to them for how long, and is it legal to do that? And why do they want to stand there and make the rules for the other house when they stood there and broke every law that I could think of with changing rules and no points of order and the laws of being able to face your accuser. And yet now they want everything for them on their side, and they don't want to hear anything we have to say.
Right. No,
it's illegal for them to do that.
No, look, I've argued from the beginning, Don, that this whole thing is a sham and the whole thing is a joke and the American people know it. And I've argued, can you imagine if you had a trial like this? If any one of us were ever treated like this in a trial in the United States of America, that you're not allowed to face your accusers, you can't put the whistleblower is not allowed to testify and not allowed to be interrogated by Trump's lawyer who's defending him? That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And you can't call Adam Schiff to testify? You can't call Joe Biden to testify when the whole thing is about Biden's son? You should be able to call Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to testify. You should be able to call President Trump to testify. All of them. I mean, there's no justice in our system. And by the way, I've also mentioned on this show, you can't let these senators who are running against Trump, their votes can't count in the United States Senate. How could they vote to convict a guy who they are running against? They want to kick him out of office. They could be president. It's the most incredible, vicious, negative conflict of interest I've ever heard of in my entire life. Bernie Sanders can't vote. Elizabeth Warren can't vote. Cory Booker can't vote. The list is long. Wayne Allyn Root, War. Thanks for the call, guys.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's prepared to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she has instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. The House managers will prosecute the impeachment trial in the Senate. After the resolution is passed, the articles of impeachment would be formally sent to the Senate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the airstrike taking out top Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani was a necessity due to imminent threats.
I don't know exactly which minute. We don't know exactly which day it would have been executed, but it was very clear. Qasem Soleimani himself was plotting a broad, large-scale attack against American interests, and those attacks were imminent.
Pompeo speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, great guest coming up. Just really remind you, the sponsor of this segment is Swiss America. And if you need more proof as to why you should be buying some gold, I got a little bit of proof for you. Although the price of gold should be the proof for you how great gold has done of late. As a matter of fact, let's see, what did gold do today? Gold was up again today. It was up almost $10 today to $15.63. And silver, $18.13. So both sky high. But really what's more important is that central banks continued their remarkable gold buying spree in November. We don't have December's numbers in yet. And, of course, we're just in the very beginnings of January. But you could bet they bought even more in the last couple weeks with the threat of war with Iran. So central banks added almost 30 tons of gold in November to their gold reserves. And that brings the yearly total with 1 month left to 570 tons. And they have a chance to break the record of last year of 650 tons. So the numbers are staggering of how much gold and silver these banks are buying, these central banks around the world. You think they might know something a little bit more than you and me? I mean, I don't know anything. I have no inside scoop. I only know what I think. I think the world is filled with debt. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. And therefore, gold is your protection against the dollar dropping or stock market crashes or economic crashes. And I know we are in a worldwide global recession, very bad one. Only country not in it is the United States, thanks to President Trump. So you need to buy some gold. You need to buy some silver. And Swiss America has a very special offer. U.S. peace dollars for just $16.50 each, including delivery, while supplies last. 800-289-2646. Call them because supplies are limited. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Christina Leyla, our regular guest. Every 2 weeks or so we have her, the assistant editor at the Gateway Pundit, and we appreciate having her on, and we appreciate her website because I always, my first stop in the morning is GatewayPundit.com, TheGatewayPundit.com, because it's got such great stories. Christina Leyla, welcome to the show.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's our first time in the new year, so Happy New Year to you. I'm looking at the site right now to see if there's anything new on there I should know about. And college professor says Iran should target 52 sites in America, promptly gets fired. I was just talking about that on my show. That's the top story there because he's a Babson College professor, not a University of Tehran Iranian professor. But he's in America, and he's telling Iran they should target all of our culturally sensitive sites. Nice people, huh?
Right. Well, it's okay when liberals do it. Now he's saying it was a joke, and he was saying, why don't they bomb Mall of America or a Kardashian resident? I think he was trying to say, like, we don't have culture here, you know, but he got fired for his joke.
Yeah, because I don't think it was a joke. I think, right. You know, when you hear liberals say things like that, they're not joking. They hate America. They hate us.
Of course.
It's kind of amazing how much they hate us. But, because think of it this way. Can you imagine if I, as a conservative, tried to say something like that about, I don't know, you know, bomb some Democrat, bomb the Obama residents? I mean, I would never do that. I just wouldn't do it. It's wrong, number one. And number two, I swear before God, I have no interest in seeing any Democrat die because I disagree with them politically. I have no interest in seeing any American ever die because we're on opposite sides of the political spectrum. But that's not how liberals think, Christina. I think a majority of them, not all of them, but a majority, a healthy majority, hate us. And because they think we're racists and Islamophobes and sexist and all the other words they use, homophobic, they would like to see us either die or be imprisoned or lose our businesses, go bankrupt. They're hateful, hateful people. It's just terrible.
Oh, 100%.
All right, let's talk about some of the other topics. I opened the show today by saying, you know, it may not be the biggest news story in America, but to me, it's a gigantic news story. The governor of Texas, Abbott, says Texas will not accept any more refugees, becoming the first state in the nation to decline them. Bravo. There's a smart man. He could be elected president after Trump if he's still around in politics. I love Abbott, Greg Abbott. He's a great governor.
he made the right decision. Look, we shouldn't even be taking any refugees in here. There's no reason why the U.S. should keep bringing in these Middle Eastern refugees. We don't know who they are. We don't really have a proper way to vet them. And there are surrounding Middle Eastern countries that they can go to if they want to seek refuge. So there's, again, they come here and we pay for them. We give them housing, food stamps, cash welfare. It's expensive and it's dangerous. And he made the right decision to not take any more refugees.
Bravo. Good stuff. Donald Trump today revealed what Iran was planning to do, and that's why he took out General Soleimani. What were their plans? Let everybody know. I actually have not discussed that on the show yet today. There's been so much going on. It's really a news-packed day. I never even got to it. What did Trump say was the plan and why they took out Soleimani?
Okay, so this is just a clip that was shown for an interview he did with Laura Ingraham on Fox News. That's going to be aired tonight. So it was just like a little teaser clip where the president revealed that, according to the intelligence, the Iranians were planning to attack four embassies. He didn't really go into detail. I'm sure we'll see more tonight when the interview airs.
Right, attack four American, U.S. embassies around the world, I guess, right, around the Middle East, probably,
he just
right?
said four embassies, yeah, and he said one of them was definitely in Baghdad.
Scary stuff. And I wish they'd really release the information they have. I mean, not just the president's word, but show it physically, what he got, because I'm so sick of liberals challenging President Trump and calling him a liar. And I really wish we could just see the physical information, whether it's from the CIA or whether it's from the Homeland Security or whether it's from the FBI. Just if we could see with our eyes what President Trump sees every day, and then you'd know that he made a great decision, and you'd know that he, you know, that we all face tremendous adversity with, you know, death and destruction and bombings and terrorism. If we saw what he saw, we'd probably get pretty scared. Let's put it that way.
Right.
All right. So Iraq files complaint against Iran at the UN Security Council. What is that about?
You know, I don't even know how serious this is. So there was a letter sent to the UN complaining about the bombing. It says the Iraq said the bombings violated the principles of good neighborliness. I mean, I don't know
that's pretty funny.
From there.
That's pretty funny. Well, that's true. I mean, I can't argue with that. You know, my neighbor doesn't usually bomb me, so when the neighbor attacks me, it's kind of not a good neighborly thing to do. I get it, but I don't think it's going anywhere. Not United Nations. No,
yeah.
United Nations doesn't care. They hate us. They all hate us. The only two countries that stick together, the United States and Israel, and all the rest of them hate us. It's pretty simple.
That's true.
U.S. intelligence is investigating if Russia is targeting Joe Biden in more meddling, 2020 election meddling. What is that about? What do you mean targeting Joe Biden? What are they doing to him?
There is no targeting of Biden. What I think this is a preemptive statement they're making, setting up, because they know he's going to lose the election. So they're already coming up with the excuse as to why he's going to lose. So they're claiming now there's an investigation into some Russian meddling. And Biden even said a couple weeks ago to an Iowa audience, of course, without providing any evidence, that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally has spent a lot of money on online bots to spread lies about him. Isn't this like a tired story that no one's even paying attention to?
Yeah, I don't think anybody needs to spread any, you know, I could even understand the Hillary, but no one needs to spread misinformation about Biden. You just need to watch a Biden speech or a Biden debate, and you just go, is that guy, like, really, really old and slow, and doesn't it seem like he's got some mental issues at this point? I don't mean insanity. I mean, like, you know, he doesn't remember things from, like, a year ago, let alone 10 years. How could he be president? He's got some sort of early onset dementia. How could he be president? On the first day he takes over, he's already got dementia. It's crazy. I don't understand. But so nobody needs to, you know, he does a good job himself of making himself look bad, Joe Biden. This is my funniest story of the day. I love this one. I let him talking about this, because when Democrats do really dumb things to alienate others, it makes me very happy. So there's a Democrat state senator in Vermont who's introduced a bill to ban cell phones for anyone under the age of 21. He'll send you to jail. Now, knowing how kids feel about their cell phones, this is the greatest favor ever done by the Democrat Party for us.
Right, and it's not just the kids, but, you know, a lot of teenagers use cell phones and they have social media. But he's also saying adults between the ages of 18 to 21 can't use cell phones. These are adults who have jobs, need their cell phones, And they're essentially saying you can't have a phone, you can't communicate with your family, you can't use it for work. And he said that the phones are more dangerous than guns.
So Democrats aren't happy just, you know, try to ban guns. Now they're going to make cell phones equal with guns. That's funny. What a gun does kill people. I'm a fan of guns, but I understand you can make a case gun kills people. How does he? Do you have any idea why he's making the case that cell phones kill people? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, he's saying that a lot of teenagers are online and they're getting radicalized, and it says to recruit terrorists, as if they can't use a computer at home.
I thought at least he was going to make the case that maybe they were using him in the car and getting into car accidents. But if that was the case, then you would ban cell phones in a car. But you can't ban cell phones, period.
Right.
These are such stupid people. It's beyond belief. You know what was in the Vegas paper today? A letter to the editor. Some cranky old lady, Christina. And the cranky old lady said, the world is being destroyed by pollution, so why don't we set the speed limits much lower so we pollute less? Instead of flying around on the highway at 75, we should lower the speed limit to 55. And on the roads, it should be lowered to 35. Where do these people come from? What world do they live in? Not my world, man. When the speed limit says 75 in Vegas, I don't know about where you live, Christina, but where I live, if the speed limit says 75, everyone's going 95. So I don't know where she gets off 55. This 55 is like an old person with a walker in a car, in a car version of a walker. These people are just, they want my whole life to be ruined. I can't get anywhere.
They want to control everything.
Oh, my God. They're all idiots. Christina Leyla is not an idiot. She's wonderful. And we're glad to have her on. And her website is the best, thegatewaypundit.com. Have a great weekend, Christina.
Thank you, too.
Everyone, Wayne Alarouche, listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show. Roof of the Wall, by the way. The Roof of the Wall Pack is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. Main title sponsor of the show, RootWall.com. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who's keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. So let's take a stand. Let's build that wall. Or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together can raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. Rootwall.com. We will build this wall together, and then I've got to give that disclaimer according to FEC law. Roof of the Wall Pack paid for, responsible for content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. So, you know, before we had Christina Leyla on, I was on a little bit of a tangent about that college professor who said Iran should target 52 American sites, you know, religious sites, spiritual sites, important sites to Americans. And so while we're on that topic, the White House is now considering a dramatic expansion of their travel ban, which was approved by the Supreme Court, by the way. The White House is considering dramatically expanding the much-litigated travel ban to additional countries amid a renewed election year focus on immigration by President Trump, according to people familiar with the deliberations. A document outlining the plans, timed to coincide with the third anniversary of Trump's January 17 executive order, has been circulated in the White House, but the countries that would be affected if it moves forward are blacked out, according to two people who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because the measure has yet to be finalized. It's unclear how many countries would be included in the expansion if it proceeds, but two of the people said that seven countries, a majority of them Muslim, would be added to the list. The most recent iteration of the ban includes restrictions on five majority Muslim nations, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, as well as Venezuela and North Korea. A different person said the expansion were covered in the first iteration of Trump's ban, but later removed amid rounds of contentious litigation. Iraq, Sudan, and Chad, for instance, had originally been affected by the order which the Supreme Court upheld in a 5-4 vote after the administration released a watered-down version intended to withstand legal scrutiny. Trump, who had floated a ban of all Muslims from entering the country during his 2016 campaign, criticized his Justice Department for the changes, tweeting the DOJ should have stayed with the original travel ban, not the watered-down, politically correct version they submitted to the Supreme Court. The countries on the proposed expansion list include allies that fall short on certain security measures. The additional restrictions were proposed by the Department of Homeland Security following a review of security protocols and identity management for about 200 countries. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley declined to confirm the plan, but praised the travel ban for making the country safer. Several of the people said they expected the announcement to be timed to coincide with the third anniversary of Trump's first explosive travel ban, which was announced without warning on January 27, 2017, days after Trump took office. That order sparked an uproar with massive protests across the nation, chaos at airports where passengers were detained. Let me tell you something. Trump just loves stirring up trouble. Man, does he love stirring up trouble. But he also loves saving America. And this would be a saving of America. This would be good for America. But it would cause massive division and debate. And Trump loves it. You know, he never shies away from division and debate and arguing. I think he loves it. And this would cause a lot of trouble. Just when people kindly completely forgotten that we even have that travel ban, which, by the way, isn't that proof there was nothing wrong with it in the first place? Number one, there hasn't been one major terrorist attack, thank God, knock on wood. My Yiddish grandmother would say, no kanahara. But thank God there hasn't been one major terror attack in America under Trump. So that means it worked, number one. And number two, how did it affect America? How did it affect you? How did it affect Americans? How is your life worse in any way because of Trump's travel ban against a few Muslim countries that have no security on the other end? So they'll let anybody through and we can't check their records out. How has that hurt you? I mean, certainly it might have helped you and protected you and kept your family alive, but how does it hurt you? And the answer is, it hasn't hurt you. And speaking of people who don't like Muslim travel bans, then you have John Kerry complaining that Donald Trump ruined the Iran deal. Trump ruined the Iran deal. You know what he ruined? He ruined Kerry's money. I've said this so many times on the show, I'm going to keep hammering away at it. John Kerry got a cut of the Iran deal as sure as I'm standing here. Now, do I know that? No. Am I saying allegedly, maybe? I think so. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My gut instinct says John Kerry wanted that Iran deal so badly. And the reason he wanted it so badly, gave them everything they ever dreamed of in their wildest dreams. He gave Iran, a little pipsqueak rogue terrorist nation, everything they ever dreamed in their wildest dreams and imaginations. Why would he do that? Because he's handing them $150 billion. So it's no skin off their nose to peel off, say, $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion for Kerry and his cronies, for Kerry's family, for Kerry's son, the Heinz kid, the Heinz ketchup kid. Or put it all inside the Clinton Foundation and just divvy it out among all the big Democrats. They're all just salivating, selling America out, selling the taxpayers out, ripping us off, and collecting billions from the deals they cut with foreign nations. Newsmax TV up now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.